I am Neo. Welcome into the Skeptic Arena. Today is February 28th, 2010. The website is theskepticarena.com. Today's topic, right wing slams White House for meeting with atheist hate groups. Some conservative commenters are accusing the Obama administration of inviting hate groups into the White House by holding a meeting with a coalition of secularist and atheist groups. My comment, it doesn't get more ironic than this. These idiots accuse non-Christians of being evil sinners who deserve to be tortured forever, but they won't admit that is hate. But anyone who disagrees with their belief in invisible ghosts, that qualifies as hate. How is it even possible to be that oblivious to reality? Easy. Just take a peek at their instruction manual. There is no group in history that would qualify more as a hate group than the Christian religion. The article continues. Officials from the Justice and Health and Human Services Departments met Friday with representatives of the Secular Coalition for America, an umbrella group that includes American Atheists and the Council for Secular Humanism. The coalition called it the first time in history a presidential administration has met for a policy briefing with the American non-theist community. My comment, and that is the problem. Religion resists any attempt to influence government because that is what they do. The article goes on. President Barack Obama was not scheduled to make an appearance at the meeting, nor were any policy changes to be announced. But that didn't stop a number of religious conservative groups from attacking the meeting as a sign the president has an anti-religious agenda. My comment. It is Christianity that has an anti-religious agenda. They have stated that theirs is the only true religion. All others are fantasies and worship false gods. It is they who are trying to change our democracy into a theocracy. And they have stated so themselves. They have made it clear they want nothing less than a Christian nation. All other religions and non-believers are unwelcome. It is clear where the hate is coming from, and it isn't coming from the atheists. Continuing, it is one thing for administration to meet with groups of varying viewpoints, but it is quite another for a senior official to sit down with activists representing some of the most hate-filled anti-religious groups in the nation, said Council Ned, chairman of the religious advocacy group In God We Trust. Well, Ned, then you guys shouldn't be allowed anywhere near the president, since you represent the most hate-filled anti-religious group that has ever existed. Your Bible hasn't changed. The only reason you stopped burning witches and stoning people to death is because our modern laws won't allow your barbaric rules in our country. Thousands died to end the slavery that your Bible so fondly supported. You people have the most putrid set of values of any cult that has ever existed. The article continues. Bill Donahue, president of the Catholic League, said the meeting provided a definitive answer about the administration's stance towards religion. People of faith, especially Christians, have good reason to wonder exactly where their interests lie with the Obama administration. Now we have the definitive answer. In an unprecedented move, leaders of a presidential administration are hosting some of the biggest anti-religious zealots in the nation. Bill, you disingenuous prick. You included people of faith in a dishonest attempt to appear open to other religions and rally them against non-believers. Everyone knows you believe that their religions are myths. You mean Christians should be concerned. The biggest anti-religious zealots in the nation are you guys, and your own scriptures prove it. Continuing, but Dr. Ed Buckner, head of American Atheists, praised the Obama administration for including non-believers in the political dialogue, something he said was missing from previous administrations. Over 13% of the population is considered non-religious, and this includes millions of atheists, freethinkers, humanists, rationalists, and other citizens. We are committed to the separation of church and state and to equality for non-believers in the political arena. Religious speakers must not continue to be given special privileges. Ed, you hit it right on the money. That is exactly why they are so upset. You are making it much harder for them to attack the wall separating church from state. They will fight to keep their special privileges and to maintain the near 100% control they currently enjoy over all political power in the country. The article continues. According to ABC News, three issues were on the agenda at the meeting. The use of faith healing on children, which the coalition describes as a form of child abuse. My comment, anything that threatens their income will be met with firm resistance, including their right to abuse children. The article continues, second, the pervasive religious atmosphere in the U.S. military, and third, faith-based initiatives. My comment, control of the military is important in case their power is really threatened and they must resort to physical force, which they have resorted to constantly over the last 2,000 years. Faith-based initiatives is another term for money. The article continues, American Atheist Vice President Kathleen Johnson said, I have witnessed firsthand how military service members who are openly non-theist have been harassed by their commanders, leaders, and peers, and have been disrespected by their subordinates for failing to hold certain religious beliefs. Johnson called on the Obama administration to make non-theists a protected class throughout the armed services on par with the protections afforded to women, minorities, and those belonging to minority faith groups. Kathleen, in a civilized society, that wouldn't be necessary. Obviously, any society controlled by ghost worshippers, no matter which name the ghost goes by, is not a civilized society. It continues, Coalition Representative Paul Fidalgo said that the coalition felt the meeting went very, very well and that members were encouraged by the reception we got today. But he gave no further details, noting the coalition and the administration had agreed not to speak publicly about the specifics of the meeting. Paul, you better not speak publicly. You are just a flick of a bick away from being roasted in the White House parking lot. Witch burnings didn't happen all that long ago. Christian fundamentalists, like Muslim fundamentalists, are still the most violent, dangerous people on the planet. The article continues, in comments posted Friday, blogger Kyle at Right Wing Watch suggested that religious groups criticizing the Obama administration for welcoming hate groups are guilty of hypocrisy. Kyle, I call that a bullseye. It continues, the blogger asks sarcastically. President Bush would never have met with anyone who espoused hate-filled views, would he? Above a list of religious leaders known for their anti-gay stances who met with President Bush in the White House during the former president's term. My comment, like I said, it is obvious where the hate comes from. It always comes from the religious fundamentalists. Continuing, for the period April 2001 through June 2006, Focus on the Family founder and chairman James Dobson visited the White House 24 times. 10 of those were to see Bush. Andrea Lafferty, executive director of the Traditional Values Coalition, made an astonishing 50 visits to the White House between 2001 and 2008. 6 of those visits were to President Bush. The late Jerry Falwell made 8 visits to the White House between 2001 and 2004. 3 of those visits were to President Bush. My final comment, Christian fundamentalists will fight with everything they have to maintain their iron grip on our society. If that means violence, well, they have a long, bloody history to prove that when necessary, they are as capable as any Muslim belt bomber. Now we move to the science segment. Today, Journal retracts study linking autism with vaccination, saying infamous paper wasn't properly randomized. Ever heard of that study linking the MMR vaccine with autism? Well, never mind, says The Lancet, the British medical journal that published the study back in 1998. The journal today retracted and discredited the study, saying its author, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, hadn't properly randomized the study or cleared it with local ethics authorities. The retraction comes after Britain's General Medical Council released a damning report on Wakefield, saying he had acted unethically. The panel said Wakefield's conduct was dishonest and irresponsible, accusing him of performing invasive procedures like colonoscopies on his child subjects. He paid some for blood samples at his son's birthday party, which showed a callous disregard for the children's distress and pain. Wakefield's theory that the measles vaccine caused gastrointestinal problems that lead to autism was discredited by later research, but it's been the source of persistent misinformation and rumors. And now the arena goes abroad. Today we travel to Haiti, where the topic is 600 Talking Bibles Sent to Haiti. A New Mexico ministry has sent 600 talking solar-powered Bibles to Haiti to bring disaster victims the hope and comfort that comes from knowing that God has not forgotten them through this tragedy. The Proclaimer reads the Good Book aloud in Haitian Creole and is designed for poor or illiterate people. What's more, the device works in the jungle, desert, or even on the moon, says its website. And now for the final segment of the show, Famous Quotes. Today, Oscar Wilde, born 1854, died 1900 at the age of 46. Oscar Wilde was an Irish writer and poet. His parents were successful Dublin intellectuals, and from an early age he showed his intelligence, becoming fluent in French and German, then an outstanding classicist, first at Dublin, then at Oxford. After university, Wilde moved around, trying his hand at various literary activities. He published a book of poems, lectured extensively, and wrote journalism prolifically. Known for his biting wit, flamboyant dress, and glittering conversation, Wilde had become one of the most well-known personalities of his day. Though it was his only novel, The Picture of Dorian Gray, which is still widely read, is what brought him more lasting recognition. He became one of the most successful playwrights of the late Victorian era in London, with a series of hilarious social satires which continue to be performed, especially his masterpiece, The Importance of Being Earnest. At the height of his fame and success, he suffered a traumatic downfall in a sensational series of trials. Wilde was imprisoned for 2 years' hard labor after being convicted of gross indecency with other men. In prison, he wrote De Profundis, a dark counterpoint to his earlier philosophy of pleasure. After release from prison, he set sail for Dieppe by the night ferry. In France, he wrote The Ballad of Reading Gaol, a long, terse poem commemorating the harsh rhythms of prison life, but no further creative work. He died destitute in Paris at 46 years of age. And now for the quotes from Oscar Wilde. The first quote, "Truth, in matters of religion, is simply the opinion that has survived." And his second quote, "The history of science is the record of dead religions."
Are you ready, Goose? Start walking.